Emma Kent.
And I'm Derek Russell, and this is The Memo,
a podcast of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and djournal.com. Hello, Northeast Mississippi. It's Friday, November 10th, and this is The Memo. I'm Emma Kent, and I'm here with Lauren Wood. He's filling in for Derek.
Hi.
This week. Lauren?
I'm not Derek. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. We don't want you to be Derek.
Yeah. I can be my own self?
Yeah. Okay. It's allowed. Cool. It's allowed here. So Derek is on vacation in New York City, having a great time, I'm sure. So, yeah. So, Lauren, what's up?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cold.
It is. It's nice.
I know. It's like boot and sweater weather, and I'm like, yes.
I think it's supposed to stay this way, too, for...
Well, it's November, so I think it
for the foreseeable
should.
Future. Yeah, but you never know.
True. I feel like we never got a fall, though, and I'm bitter about that.
This is fall.
It was like a flip of the switch. It was like, oh, it was
like
70
it
degrees
went
last week.
Summer to winter. I mean, it's not super cold yet, but it's still not like that crisp 60 degree.
The leaves are changing.
Sunny.
The leaves changed overnight. I swear they did because I just all of a sudden woke up one morning and I was like,
oh, orange leaves.
Yeah. Look at all these trees.
Where'd they go? Yeah.
They've got, but they look really nice. We'll enjoy them for a little while, I guess.
Yeah.
Until they all die.
Yep. That's what happens.
Yep. So.
Circle of life.
The circle of life. So we've got a good show today. We are talking to Jenna about, Jenna Parsons, our food editor, about her food section this week, which is full of, interesting stories about a Tupelo doctor who is also a really good cook and played college football and is just seems
all
like
around talented.
All around talented guy who she interviewed. That's this week's Cook of the Week. And then her column, she talks a little bit about coming home from a long trip and just settling back into her kitchen to cook. So we'll talk with her.
Trip of a lifetime.
Seriously. 2 weeks in Italy. We talked a little bit about it last week. She told us about all the food that they ate, and it made me really jealous
gelato.
And hungry.
I was like, Jenna, you ate gelato, right? And she's like, yes.
I
was like, good.
I bet they had it. I would eat it every day.
I did. Even in Austria, I was like, I will have gelato, please.
For dinner? Gelato for dinner?
We had class, and then we'd walk down to the little downtown area and get gelato every day.
Yeah.
It's pretty cute.
When
in Rome.
When in Rome. But
they
also
were, yeah.
When in...
Brigands,
wherever.
Austria. Yeah. That's where I went.
Doesn't have quite the same ring to it, but
no.
It still works. And then we'll talk to you, Scott Morris, who has our movie review this week. He went to go see the new Thor movie, and we'll get to hear his take on that. So, yeah, let's get started. Now, Jenna Parsons joins us to talk about this week's food section. Jenna, you went on a 2-week vacation and you missed cooking.
I did. Even though I did cook a couple of times while we were in Rome, we had a Airbnb that had a little kitchen. So one day we went and bought pasta and Campari tomatoes and arugula, and we had a pasta dish. And then one day we had leftover tomatoes and we got some mozzarella and olive oil and just made a little appetizer. But as far as cooking, I missed it. I didn't miss doing the dishes.
Yeah.
And I didn't miss saying, what do y'all want for dinner tonight? But we did a lot of cooking when we got home, went to the grocery stores and just loaded up on meats and fruits and vegetables and came home and cooked chicken and beef and a delicious bacon-wrapped pork loin.
Right, which the recipe is in this week's food section. It has fennel in it.
Yeah, do you like fennel?
I do like fennel. Just a touch of it, though,
well,
not too much.
This is just 2 teaspoons of. I took the fennel seeds and ground them in a mortar and pestle and then rubbed it over. I mean, that's it. It's fennel and salt and pepper, and then you wrap you cook the bacon just a little bit to get it. It's pliable, but it's some of the fat's cooked out of it, and you wrap it around the pork loin and tuck it under. And I'll have to tell you, at that point, it is not very pretty. But gosh, when it comes out of the oven after you've run it under the broiler, it's just a gorgeous caramel color, and every slice of the pork has a little bacon around it. It's good stuff.
So what did you serve? What goes with it? What would you serve with it?
We had mashed potatoes, and I did some Brussels sprouts. The Brussels sprouts were also a new recipe. My husband, Charlie, wasn't crazy about them. He thought I had overcooked them because they were a little crispy, but I happened to like them that way. But they were cooked, mixed, tossed with vinegar and Dijon mustard and maple syrup, and then roasted in the oven. They were very good. I'll probably run that recipe, even though he didn't like it.
That sounds good. I like them a little bit crispy, too. Oh,
yeah.
Like a little crunch.
They were tender on the inside, but, you know, some of the leaves fall away from them after you trim them up, and they kind of got crunchy and,
sounds delicious.
I know. They were
hungry
good.
Now.
It's only 9:30 and we're talking, let's eat Brussels sprouts.
Well, you know, we'll do that Southern thing where we sit at the breakfast table, and as we're eating breakfast, we talk about what we're going to have for lunch. Right. And then when we're having lunch, we talk about what we're going to have for dinner. So I think that's a Southern thing. I don't know.
I don't know.
Lauren, is it a Southern thing?
I don't know. I don't really. I mean.
Did y'all do that?
Not really. But, I mean, people love food up north. Yeah. I just remember the first, like, when I moved down here, this lady asked me if I'd had, like, all these foods, like, if I had grits or if I had the, you know, just, like, a lot of breakfast
Pinto
kind
beans
of focus.
Or, yeah.
Well, it was really, like, breakfast focused. And she's like, what do you eat for breakfast? like shocked. Like, she's like, couldn't even think of anything
like
else.
Like, you ain't got no biscuit?
Yeah, like, I don't eat chicken and, you know, chicken waffles or biscuits and gravy. And, like, I had never had biscuits and gravy. It's not a thing. So, but, she's like, all this stuff. And she went through and I was like, I have never had any of that. And she's like, well, what do y'all eat up there? I mean, we had in my household, and that's, I don't know if it's like a true sample, but we had a lot of sweet stuff. We would do like crepes and crepes and waffles and pancakes, French toast, versus
syrupy
savory
things.
Yeah, we did more sweet than, but I mean, people eat that stuff up north too. Like, you know, it's just kind of what you want. So,
Have you tried biscuits and gravy and grits and things now?
I'm not a grits fan.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Not
it's
even
sweet
cheese
or savory.
Mm-mm. Oh, Lauren. Yeah. I hate that for you.
Is it the texture?
Yeah.
The texture thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's even like oatmeal, I'm not really a fan of either.
Oh, I love oatmeal.
So, yeah. So,
me too.
But yeah, give me some waffles. And some French toast is my favorite.
I like sweet breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer it.
Yep. So.
Okay, well, let's switch gears and talk about this week's Cook of the Week, Lewis Britton.
Mm-hmm.
And like we were just talking about this before we started recording, but that he's one of the few men cook of the weeks that you get sort of throughout the year.
Right. More women are nominated than men. And oftentimes when men are nominated, it's tough to catch up with them. Women, even working women and women who work outside the home will take a day off, or they'll meet me on their lunch break, or they'll take off work early or go in late, and the men just won't. So I have some of the men I've had to interview on Saturday on my day off because that's what was convenient for them. Most of the time I interview them in their workplace. Dr. Britton, who is a nephrologist, was off the week that I interviewed him. So that was fortunate. He is quite the cook. He likes to do everything. He made red beans and rice for us to take a picture of, but he also does Italian food, and he does some Hispanic food and Thai food. He is just, he can do it all.
Oh, wow.
In the New Orleans.
He seems
and
to have
talking about the roux.
Natural talent.
Yeah. It said that, I guess in your story, you said that he makes his own gumbo, but he only makes it once a year because it's such a
it
big
takes him
ordeal.
2 days and it's expensive. So he makes it one time a year. He makes a huge pot. He invites everybody over to eat. And if they're leftovers, he puts it in the freezer. So he said, we may eat gumbo more than once a year, but I only make gumbo once a year.
That's the way to do it.
Right. And the day that we went to interview him was not the gumbo day. So he had made red beans and rice, but they looked and smelled amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his wife ate a bowl while we were doing the interview. And she just kept saying, oh, baby, this is so good. And he cleaned his plate, too.
And so Dr. Britton learned to cook from his godmother? is what you said in the story?
He remembers watching his godmother make gumbo for his grandfather every year for his birthday. But then when he was a kid, he was pretty much what we call, a latchkey kid. And so he would get home in the afternoon. His mom was a nurse, and sometimes she wouldn't get home till 8 or 9 at night. And so, you know, neighbors would look in on him and make sure he was okay. But he would watch Justin Wilson on television. And he would get a recipe, and he would ask his mom to buy the ingredients. And then he would cook. He 8 or 9 years old. He would have dinner ready for her when she got home from work in the evenings.
That's so sweet.
And then he went to Samford University in Alabama for college, and he played football for a couple of years, but said that when he realized he was not NFL material and decided he was going to be a doctor, he moved out of, I guess, the athletic dorm and moved into his own apartment and started cooking because it was cheaper than eating out.
He's a man of many talents, it seems like.
Yes. And he was just so just a good guy, mm-hmm. just personable and polite. And they have two little boys. They were both at school when I was there, but pictures of them everywhere. So he cooks. Now, his wife, Janae, he said if she doesn't have a recipe, she freaks in the kitchen. But she has gotten better. And I think he told me they do like Blue Apron or something mm-hmm. where it comes in a box, but it's got a recipe so Janae can follow that. But he still does the majority of the cooking. And he makes, like she was saying, that at night when she wants a snack, when she gets hungry, she goes and gets a bowl of ice cream. When Lewis wants a snack at night, he goes and makes a salad. She said, how disgusting is that? But he also makes his own vinaigrettes. And so one of the recipes that he gave us was for a lemon Dijon vinaigrette that I actually made a couple of days after the interview and put it on mm-hmm. just a salad of arugula and Campari tomatoes, and it was delicious.
Wow.
So he's got that just that innate ability to put things together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think readers will enjoy his recipes.
Nice. Yeah, I was looking at them earlier. I want to make some of them soon. So, well, thanks, Jenna, for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
If you like sports, look for the two sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with Brad Locke and Dalton Middleton. New episodes air every Wednesday, and you can listen to it for free in iTunes, podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans can check out the Double Coverage podcast. Ole Miss beat reporter Parrish Alford and MSU reporter Logan Lowry release a new episode every Thursday in which they provide game previews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and the Rebels. Listen to it for free in iTunes, in podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com. And every morning, you can wake up and get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's News Break, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi in a 5-minute video. Shows are posted every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., and you can watch them for free at any time at djournal.com, on Facebook, YouTube, or the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. Stay informed on the latest happenings in your community in an easily digestible format.
Watch the Daily Journal's Capitol View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Capitol Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being debated in Jackson. Watch live on Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. or catch the replay later in the day. Be sure to listen to the Daily Journal's newest podcast, Open, The Case of Lee Ouchie. Reporter Emma Kent takes a fresh look at the unsolved disappearance of a 13-year-old Tupelo girl from 25 years ago. That includes a potentially overlooked witness and a person of interest in the case that police have never spoken about publicly. The 6-episode investigative serial podcast is now available in iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and a variety of other podcast apps. Or you can stream it from our website, djournal.com/openpodcast.
Scott Morris joining us now for his weekly movie review. This week you saw Thor Ragnarok.
That is correct.
And you gave it an A.
I did.
So what made it an A for you?
It was good.
Good.
How does this fit into the whole Marvel universe? I feel like they do a lot of these movies, so I'm trying to...
Just fine.
It's not like the Avengers or, you know... Or the
yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Actually, it's a continuation of... All right, so this is the third Thor movie they've made. And the first two... And the first one was early on in the project, in the universe, and so it was good. Second one, to me, is almost forgettable. I have no idea what... I couldn't even tell you what happened with it. This one is magnificent. This one is just funny from start to finish. It's the most recent one. They're all connected, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm. So you have Iron Man, you have the Avengers, you have Guardians of the Galaxy as well. Mm-hmm. And this is set on a planet that I didn't write down. So it's a planet of refuse where everything that's just trash and stuff just drops constantly onto there. And because of a series of events, Thor ends up landing there. And for a while, it's a subversive superhero film because for a while, Thor is the damsel in distress. He gets captured. He gets trapped down in this chair. He has his hair cut off. You know, he usually has these long locks. Yeah. Played by Chris Hemsworth. He gets his hair cut off. He loses his hammer. We see that in the trailer. And then he meets up with Hulk, who's been missing since the last Avenger movie. Mm-hmm. And so how Hulk got there is that was explained. It kind of explained how he took a jet out there from the Avengers and ended up there. Mm-hmm. It makes sense in a Marvel comic book kind of way. It makes perfect sense. And but for a period of time, Thor is battling against the goddess of death, his sister, and she's much more powerful than he is. And so you have this big thing happening. So a big superhero thing. But what you also have somehow is a buddy comedy. Chris Hemsworth uses his comedic skills. He's playing around, bumbling around. And then when he meets Hulk, they have this buddy comedy relationship that kind of starts off the way, like Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy back in the day. Mm-hmm. Just they don't like each other at first, but then they kind of work it through.
Yeah, kind of an unlikely duo.
And so a lot of humor in this, a lot of humor, just a lot of laugh out loud moments. But also, you know, and then superhero battles. They took a lot from the Guardians of the Galaxy feel, I think, to where let's make it. As I understand it, Chris Hemsworth was tired of being the straight man because Thor was always kind of a straightforward, kind of stoic kind of character, maybe a little bit on the pompous side, but, you know, just didn't have too many notes to him. And so this time around, he gets to bump around and crash into things and slip on banana peels, sing songs. You know, we sing songs.
Cool. So overall,
yeah, it's just fun.
Just a good movie.
It's a good movie, and it points to things coming later on.
So are they going to make more of these Thor movies, or it'll just be more Marvel movies? I'm sure.
There's a bunch of things scheduled that are coming up. The Infinity War, which they've been working toward. All the ones been working toward. Hmm. Apparently, from an interview I saw with Mark Ruffalo, who plays the Hulk, that they're already filming Infinity Wars, although it may be called Avengers, it may be called Infinity Wars. Yeah. There's a lot of like secret bits that things like if you care about it, there's like things on YouTube that might give suggestions to what's going to happen in there. In fact, there's a, you know how
like Easter eggs in the previous movies.
Well, those wouldn't be Easter eggs so much as what I'm saying is like there would be like things that they kind of somehow maybe stole and got out by accident. Mm-hmm. But in this, there is some foreshadowing. At the end of it, I won't tell you exactly what it is, but you know, you have these end credit scenes. You have a credit scene kind of at the end of the first set of credits, and at the end, very end of the credits, you have a scene.
Oh, so there's a hidden scene.
Both of them somewhat apply to what's happening in the future.
Interesting.
I don't think you don't have to have seen the previous movies to enjoy this. I think the humor works no matter what. Loki is back as Tom Hiddleston, and fans know that he's always a good character. He was the bad guy in the first Avengers movie, and he's also been the bad guy and somewhat good guy. You can never tell. He kind of switches back and forth, and he does that in here, and it's usually funny. The director, Ragnarok, is easy to pronounce compared to the director. His name is Taika Waititi. I believe that's right. He's from New Zealand. And he, I think he did something that was really cool. And they sort of set the tone for the whole movie. There's a moment when they show on screen Loki smiling. But I don't think it's Loki smiling. I think what actually happened was Tom Hiddleston at that moment broke character. And it was Tom Hiddleston smiling is what happened. And he left it in because he liked the moment. And it fit with what we had just heard. Because my kids, the joke that he was laughing at is the joke that my kids were just loving on the way home. Which I'm not going to tell you that now. Mm-hmm. But there's this moment to where, and I think that you can't make a loose superhero film these days because you have to have, everything's got to be choreographed. You've got to have all these fight scenes, the human beings and the CGI all has to be worked out. Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot of room for that much improvisation. But I don't know if you can make a superhero film today that's any looser than this. And I think that really shows and comes across on the screen to the audience.
I feel like all of these actors that are in all these Marvel movies just live on like a big compound and they never leave and they're just constantly
filming
yeah. more superhero movies over and over again. It's like a summer camp. They all have matching t-shirts characters. And
when they're not filming.
Right.
Yeah, but actually it's more like they're it's kind of a regimented thing. And so, I mean, Chris Hemsworth's got another movie coming out here where he is like on the horse soldiers of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Some I don't know what that's, I can't think of the title. I've just seen the trailer a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And so Mark Ruffalo will go off and do stuff, other stuff. And so they they're showing up. I mean, here and there. I think that Tony Stark, Iron Man. Who's that character? Who's that actor? Who plays
Robert
that?
Downey yes. Jr.
Yeah, yes. Robert Downey Jr. I mean, he tried something to be, but he was just like an arrogant version of instead of arrogant Tony Stark, I'm arrogant small town lawyer. And it was kind of, but I haven't seen him lately. But a lot of the other ones do go out and branch out.
Right.
But they do it. You know, I don't think anybody's interested in like getting off the gravy train of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh,
right?
No,
Once you get on, it's like, oh my goodness, my kids have college education now, you know, and my grandkids as well. If I'm not an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there's a fun moment that I'm not going to tell you too much about, but there's like a tableau, a play early on. It's funny, and it has very short appearance of some A-list stars. That I sadly had seen the cast list and knew it was going to happen, so I like to prepare for these and for my writing, and I wish I hadn't. But funny funny to see. So just little moments like that are in the film that that might be throwaway, but they add up to a fun experience.
Cool. Well, thanks Scott for joining us.
You bet.
All right. Well, that's our show for today. Well. Almost. We'll talk about the scene section.
I think Derek would be really sad if we just didn't talk about scenes.
There's no scene this week. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. No. Derek, if you're out there, we remember you. Okay, so there's a couple things going on this weekend. Santa will arrive at the mall this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, tonight, 6 p.m.
Oh, wow. Also appearing will be Rudolph, Barney, Elmo, and Leonardo the Ninja Turtle.
Just one of the turtles?
All the big ones.
Just one.
How did they choose? Do you think they had, interviews?
Yeah. It's the only costume available.
So it's time to start taking pictures with Santa, I guess. Oh, I learned the other day that they do pet pictures with Santa.
At the mall?
At the mall. They have a special night. I think... I read it. It was like the end of November.
I've never heard of that at the mall. I've heard November of 30th? Pet portraits with Santa at other places, like it's for fundraisers for the Humane Society and stuff.
It's at the mall. You can take your pet. It's like a designated night, and you can take your pet in and have them like take a photo with Santa. It's really cool.
We tried to do that with Patty and Wrigley at PetSmart, and it was literally just like not even Santa, just like take a picture with your pet kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. They were like, so excited. They would not sit still.
I know we can't. I don't think Jackie, our dog, would do very well.
Operate.
She, I mean, if you like bribed her, she would do well, I'm sure, for like a second. But she would be too excited.
Mm-hmm.
Watson, though, our cat, you can hold him and he would just look at the camera.
Yeah, he'd be great.
He would love it. Maybe we should take Watson to the mall and get a photo of Santa.
Yeah, I feel like Watson needs some attention.
Are you trying to say we neglect him, Chris?
Well, you said that, not me.
No, I'll have you know Watson sleeps in the bed every night. He gets plenty of love.
Poor Watson.
No, he's fine. So, okay, yeah, anyway, Santa Claus this weekend, not pets this weekend, but I believe if you look online, you can find out when that is. We've got Magnolia Ramblers playing at the Link Center this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be bluegrass, nice show. Bluegrass band, if you're into bluegrass.
$10 in advance, $12 at the door, $9 for seniors.
What a deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So 7:30 on Saturday at the Link Center.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's a local group, it looks like. Somebody from Ackerman and...
Oh, the Karen Gallery. A new exhibit. That's kind of fun. They're going to have art demonstration.
I saw something about this
Friday
on Facebook.
Morning. Yeah. Oh, well, this morning. Yes. At 10 a.m. Go. Get there.
It's not too late. I saw something about this on Facebook and it looked really neat.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to check that out, but I'll probably be
as always, there's never an excuse for nothing to do in Tupelo.
There really isn't. There are always things going on. I was looking at the community, like, calendar or mm-hmm. whatever. I think it's My Tupelo or something. Their big calendar. They have an event. And I was like, there's something going on like every day. I mean, it is the holiday season.
Especially through
but January. I was like, oh, there are so many fun things going on. So everybody go look at it and find something to do because there's plenty.
Yeah. In a couple of weeks, Mud Magnolia is having a maker's market.
Yes. I'm very excited about that.
It's going to be awesome.
So it's going to be kind of holiday themed, right?
It's just more kind of, it's like, hey, great place to get gifts if you want, but it doesn't have to be like holiday related.
December 4th?
Second Saturday. The furniture market from 10 to 3.
Do y'all have some good vendors lined up?
Yep. And or if you want to be a vendor, we're taking vendors still. So that's it's for Mississippi makers. It has to be made in the state of Mississippi. Kind of something, you know, you can't like sell something you've already prepackaged or pre-done. You
have handmade items.
Mm-hmm, handmade items and goods. Yep.
Cool.
So
I will be there.
Yeah.
Get me some Christmas gifts. Mm-hmm. I'm so ready to shop for Christmas gifts. Yes. I mean, it's that time, really, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I keep thinking it's too early, but I always start my shopping around now.
Yeah, I mean, once you get about a week before Halloween, that's when Christmas starts.
So. We've talked about that so many times on the memo, the past 2 weeks. Tired. I'm so sorry, everyone.
And you could be like Justin, buying things on December 23rd.
Hey.
Hey, at least he does it by the 24th.
I mean, he's done things on the 24th. And I was like, Justin, if you would have thought about this like 3 days ago, I could have bought this on Amazon. We could have a Prime to our house instead of us driving all around town trying to find this.
That's how so I swear every time we go to see my parents for Christmas, they do that. They'll be like, we'll get up. It'll be like Christmas Eve. And they'll be like, we need to run some errands. Like, do y'all want to come? And we're like, well, where are you going? They're like, we're going into Huntsville because they live in Athens, which is in Athens, Alabama, right outside Huntsville.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're just going to go into Huntsville for like a little while. We just need to run a couple errands. And then they're like, okay, we get in the car and they're like, here's the game plan. And they give us like a list and they're like, you guys are going to, you know, the Gap and you're going to this place and you need to find a sweater for your mom. And like, and I'm like, seriously? And we spend the whole day doing it. And then it's like
Justin's mom usually wants like a specific CD. So it's a very specific CD that it's like, if we go to Best Buy and we go to each Walmart and we get it, there's like, where else are you going to find this in town? Like you can't.
Or you can get it online.
Amazon. Yes, and for sure.
2 days ago.
Right,
I feel like I do like to shop. I do like to go out and go do my shopping, you know, like if I have a Saturday by myself.
And I love trying to find like local things too if I can't, you know, or find like a cute, but sometimes, you know, people like their family does like lists, very specific lists of like what they want. So she's like, I want this like, you know, some country CD.
Right.
And it's very, from like, you know, a special of some concert.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, we can't find that
normally. Gotta go. Gotta see Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love to go out and shop, but I don't like to do all my shopping out. I like to have an idea of a couple things and like go look and enjoy being out for like a day. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of it I try to do here and there. And I do a lot of it online because it's easier.
Yeah.
But I do like to shop, buy some local things, handmade things.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Or make gifts. I like making gifts too.
That's fun too. Yeah. I'm not quite as good at that. I'm a little more like, I don't know. But I will say I always look forward to Christmas because William Moore, our crime reporter, his wife always makes the sweetest little gifts.
They do great Christmas
for
gifts.
Us.
Like we still have garlic salt that we use from them. Like, and it's the best.
Garlic salt.
And we each got one, so we finished one.
Y'all got double. I like the rum vanilla that she made.
Rum vanilla and the chili. It was like an olive oil, chili oil.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think that was before I got here.
But it's still awesome. Yeah.
But they're always so good and useful.
Yeah, exactly.
I always look forward to it. I wonder what it'll be this year.
They're awesome.
It always makes me think I should have done something nice like this. And then it's always too late. She's an inspiration. All right. Well, I guess that's it for today. Have a good weekend.
Good luck with your Christmas shopping this weekend. No.
I'm not going to go this weekend. But soon. Mm-hmm. I've already started to do a little bit online, but I haven't quite totally gone for it yet. Going down. Although I went down to the mall 2 weekends ago, and I could have sworn, I mean, it was like, there were so many people, I swear. It was like, it was a weekend in December. I was so,
that's crazy.
Yeah. And it was cold, and I was like, wait, what month what, is it? Yeah. It was like October, and I was like, I don't understand. But
time warp.
It was nice. Yeah, yeah, it kind of felt that way. But mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
For jumping in today.
Yeah.
We've been, I feel like we've talked about doing this for a while, mm-hmm. and here we are.
Finally.
Yes. All right.
We'll have to do it again sooner.
Yep.